is the grossest thing you've ever eaten? Hands down, the grossest thing I have ever eaten in my life is souse.
What is that?
S-O-U-S-E, maybe? Okay. I don't know. You know the
I've
company.
I've heard of this. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but I've heard of this.
So a while ago when I was doing Cooking with Katie in a Cocktail, I was partnering with Niece's Country Sausage, right?
Which I heard they just got bought by someone else.
Yes.
It's coming back.
So everybody.
That's exciting.
Good news. They are coming back. Yes. Because it was like a mad dash to go get your sausage before you couldn't find it. And then you couldn't find it anywhere. But yeah, that's coming back. But they make a ton of products, including a scrapple. And so they very kindly sent me like a sampler box of all the things that they do. And I was going to taste every single one of them, you know?
Right.
So I took the souse to my sister's house to my sister's house.
This is a Cat in a Hat book. Yes. This is Dr. Seuss story.
And we all tried it. My dad and I also, we were standing there side by side trying it. And it is a gelatinous.
That you lost me at gelatinous.
Mixture. Yeah. That like when you dump it out, it stays, you know, like the gelatinous part stays. And then it's filled with all the stuff. It's like all the remnants, all the leftovers. I took a bite because I said I was going to do it. That was mind over matter.
Yeah.
I wanted to die. That one was absolutely mind over matter.
So is it served cold?
Yes. Oh, that was the other thing.
Oh,
like normally
no.
All the other things you're cooking.
Right.
But souse, it came straight out of the thing.
It was like plop like it.
Yeah. Onto a plate.
Yeah.
When it goes on your plate, it's usually not good.
Or like.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
Makes that noise. Yeah.
It says also known as hog head cheese.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, a head cheese.
I couldn't do it.
Matt,
I mean, I did it, but I couldn't do it anymore.
Matt, you like head cheese?
No. God,
yeah.
No. The picture is disgusting.
Let me get that head cheese.
But people love it.
Okay.
They love it.
Yeah.
I don't want to say it's their best seller because obviously the sausages, but it. Yeah.
The picture. This is not a shot at Niece's.
No.
I'm sure theirs is delicious.
And
the picture that Google has chosen to show me looks like the bottom of my trash can.
Oh, yes.
After trash day.
Yeah.
And I haven't cleaned the trash can in 10 years is what this looks like. It's just pieces of meat in a, and it says gelatinous broth.
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
It has become its own sliceable loaf.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's like a loaf.
It is a loaf.
Oh.
Like a gelatinous loaf that just,
The meat is finely chopped, seasoned with vinegar and spices, and set in its own natural gelatinous broth into a sliceable loaf.
Which, by the way, is the other reason that I couldn't do it because I will cook with vinegar and I put it in salad dressings and stuff, but apple cider vinegar to me tops the list of gross things that I cannot do.
You don't like vinegar?
I just, I don't. I
like
don't
on really, things after the fact.
Yeah. It just in general, people drink it, take shots of it. I can't. Ben, my husband Ben, drinks a shot of it. I cannot do it. And he also will put it into a cocktail sometimes, like certain things. And it's just.
That sounds disgusting.
I just don't like it.
What is he shooting? Sorry, I'm in this sauce.
Yeah.
I'm in the sauce.
Apple cider vinegar. He'll take
I did
shots
that for a while because, and it was the worst part of my day.
Yeah.
It was a weight loss thing at one point.
It was
horrible.
I was cutting a. Like the lid of the apple cider vinegar, I was cutting it with like 40 ounces of water.
You can still see it.
And you can still taste it.
And I read too, because I tried that thing. It was like the apple cider vinegar diet or something. I don't know.
One shot a day.
One shot
is
a
what
day.
They say.
And then I read stuff. It's like, really bad for your teeth.
Oh, yeah,
if
because
you don't cut it,
yeah.
It's so acidic or whatever. What about malt vinegar? You like malt vinegar? No.
I just,
like
vinegar
on
in
fries.
General.
On fries or like a Captain D's. Fried fish?
No, because it's one of the reasons that I don't love ketchup is because of the
really?
Tangy.
I'm surprised by
I
that.
Because
you don't like vinegar-based barbecue, right?
Nope. And
okay.
I don't. Yeah, I do not. I do not care for it.
Have you tried it on fries?
The malt vinegar?
Yeah.
Yes.
You didn't like it?
I will eat it.
But you didn't like
it.
But you don't like it.
I don't love it.
You didn't do it at Long John Silver's or Captain D's? You know, where you put the...
No, because I like tartar.
Oh, yeah.
I will go for tartar every time.
No, I'll do both, but
My sister's husband says that taking shots of apple cider vinegar cured his acid reflux, and I thought, wouldn't it do the
I would think it would do
opposite?
The opposite.
Yeah, exactly.
I would think that it would just light me up.
That's
from
like
the
me
inside.
Saying, oh, these beans are cured my gas.
I don't get get it.
Like, no, it didn't.
I don't know.
Maybe.
He's not a doctor, by the way. No. So don't. That's just worked for him.
Like when I go around, like, I don't have allergies anymore because of COVID.
Right.
I don't know if that's true.
I don't know.
It just stopped after I got COVID.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It could be fundamental attribution error, which is my favorite thing I ever learned about in college.
It could be. By the way, I just want to say, when we were talking about nieces and souse, when I was doing cooking with Katie, I think souse.
No, I know. It makes me laugh because it's like, oh, like somebody's drunk, like, oh, they got that
sauce. They got that sauce. This is,
they soused up.
You don't want that sauce. I did write to them because they were so nice, and they sent me the sampler, you know, and I said, I will be using every other product in the sampler with cooking, cooking with Katie in a cocktail. I'm going to pass on the sauce. And I swear I got an email back that was like, understood.
We knew that was a risk.
That tracks.
It's an acquired taste.
Sincerely, the team at Nieces.
I think people love it, though.
For some reason, when you said souse.
Souse.
Can you do the Bone Thugs and Harmony thing that you do? It makes me laugh. My Uncle Charles Shaw. I don't know why that makes me laugh every time.
I got to say, boom, 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 boom.
I won't look at you.
Boom,
I won't look
boom.
At you.
I don't boom, boom, boom. And if it's my Charles, yeah. I don't think that was how I normally do it.
It was about 80% of it. It's my Uncle Charles, y'all. It's like when you yell, you always put your head back.
And if it's my Uncle Charles, yeah.
I love that song.
I don't know.
Oh, man. Anytime I hear that song and that part comes on, I'm like, I can see Katie's head put back. My Uncle Charles, y'all.
My favorite is boom, 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 boom.
That's what Matt says when his wife gets home.
Boom, 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 boom.
I'm not asking for it. This is my favorite song. It just happens to play every time you walk in.
I'm going
to
send you both a clip from John Mulaney's talk show where he did a bit with Bone, tried to do a bit with Bone Thugs and Harmony, and it went horribly wrong.
Oh, like in real life?
In real life.
Oh.
He has a late night style talk show on Netflix that they would do live. It's off season now, but he wanted to do a bit, a very small bit, and he was willing to pay a lot of money to get Bone Thugs and Harmony in part of it, and it just went, it was a disaster.
Oh, no.
But it turned into probably the best thing that happened because of the way he told the story.
Oh,
but
I love it.
If you like that, you'll love this.
Perfect.